Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power, brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, our guests, Inez Gorman, soprano, and our special Mother's Day guest, Mrs. Isabel Eddy, your announcer, Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Hearts are high when the band goes by and we're marching on parade. With flag unfurled, we will show the world that our colors cannot fade. To the beat, beat, beat of a million feet and a tune by bugles played. Don't you run, 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 get your gun, 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 and go marching on parade. There's a drum somewhere, there's a hum in the air. Hear the crowd start to cheer. There's a martial strain with a stirring refrain growing loud, drawing near. It's the song and the stride.
On parade, on parade, come on, come on.
Come on, we're on parade.
Hearts are high when the band goes by and we're marching.
Get your gun, 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 and go marching on.
Go marching on.
Go marching on.
Parade.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Nelson Eddy and Company welcome you to the Electric Hour. And we share with you the spirit of sober rejoicing in which this Mother's Day is being observed.
Nelson, I think that mothers especially are aware of the full meaning and significance of our victory in Europe. It seems very appropriate to set aside Mother's Day as a time for solemn thanksgiving.
Yes, Frank. Mothers probably appreciate most the triumph won at so great a cost. And with that in mind, we've arranged a program of songs and music that reflects the sentiments and emotions we all feel in our hearts on this occasion.
Some of our friends in the armed forces have asked us to dedicate a song to their mothers. So now Nelson Eddy sings one of their favorite requests, the Rudyard Kipling poem set to music by Frank Tours, Mother of Mine.
Come.
Mothers of America, the sponsors of the electric car, wish to extend their greetings on this day and remind you that they'll do everything they can to keep your electric service cheap, friendly, and dependable. I think you'll agree with me that electricity, more than anything else in our civilization, has helped to make things easier. It's given you freedom from household drudgery, extra time for leisure and recreation. And it all costs you so little, really. Why, if yours is the average American household, you're now getting about twice as much electricity for your money as you got 15 years ago. The future, electrically speaking, looks even brighter. In the post-war years, the all-electric home will become more and more common. And what a home it'll be. Air conditioning, frozen food cabinets, electric blankets, no end of aids to better living. Yes, electric service, such as that offered by the 167 electric light and power companies which bring you this program, will help to make every day a Mother's Day.
This afternoon, it's our pleasure to say welcome home once again to a guest who's a favorite of ours. You've met her before on the Electric Hour, soprano Inez Gorman.
Thank you, Nelson. And I'm not just being polite when I say there's no place I'd rather be right now than at this microphone.
There's a good reason for that, of course.
For a singer, the best reason in the world. The Electric Hour gives me the chance to express in music what must be the fondest hope of every mother who has a son in the armed forces. The fervent wish, too, of fathers, wives, and sweethearts.
I know what you mean. Inez Gorman looks forward to the day of final victory and tells of the joy and happiness in store when the boys come home.
Sit, pray, and sleep. Men must work and women must weep. Was ever thus since time began? Woman, oh woman, must wait for man. Stitch, stitch, tie the string. This is a sorry scheme of things. And only one song keeps half the beat. And only one song keeps waiting sweet. When the boys come home, the clouds will drift lightly away, away. The clouds will drift lightly away. When the boys come home, we'll all be as merry as May, as May. We'll all be as merry as May.
Mother is bound up in the lives of her children in ways that only another mother can fully understand. And it's seldom that a man shows as much understanding for a mother's thoughts and feelings as Sergei Rachmaninoff has shown in this song of a mother singing to the children. As you know, our guests on the Electric Hour are always singers or musicians, and our next guest is no exception to the rule, having been a leading soprano in New England in churches, concerts, and light operas. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present my mother, Mrs. Isabel Eddy. Mother, it's a treat to have you with us this afternoon.
It's a treat for me, too, Nelson. I've always wanted to be on one of your programs.
Gee, Mrs. Eddy, are you nervous or anything?
Why, no, Frank. Why should I be?
Some of our guests are when they're going to sing with Nelson Eddy.
Well, I'm not.
Well, I am.
Why should you be nervous?
I'm going to sing with Nelson Eddy's mother.
I didn't come here to sing.
Oh, we couldn't let you go without a chorus of something.
Well, all right. But first, I have something serious to say.
Yes, Mother?
It's something I'd like to say for all mothers, everywhere. Usually, on Mother's Day, Mother sits back and accepts the praises and the affection heaped upon her by an admiring world. But this year, I feel that Mother ought to say something.
And I think this year we're in a mood to listen.
If anyone can measure the toll of war, mothers can. They know through experience the full meaning of sacrifice. They have sent their sons to war and toiled on the assembly lines to arm them and equip them. They know the strain of waiting and uncertainty, of hope deferred and fears realized, and the bitterness of tears held back or shed in secret. They know that war means only waste and suffering and destruction. And knowing these things, mothers also know the value of freedom and the dignity of human life. They know that men can establish and maintain peace if only they have the will to do so.
Mother, you've put into words something we all seem to feel. The hope that men will not only remember their mothers today, but the prayers of their mothers as well. Now, before you go, I'd like to do that song with you.
What song is that?
The first one you ever taught me. Love's Old Sweet Song.
Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song. Comes love's old sweet.
Everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. If this is a time for rejoicing in victory, it is also a time for humble remembrance. Remembrance of debt to those who have paid for this war in every way short of giving life itself. Remembrance for those who have fallen in battle and will not return again. Remembrance to ask for the strength and the will to carry on through final victory. To ask that all the Allied nations can remain united in pursuing the common purposes of peace and security as they have pursued the war against aggression. Remembrance, finally, to give thanks for the blessings of the peace that has already been granted us. Thy kingdom come.
deliver us from evil.
Nelson Eddy again. As you know, the 7th war loan drive is now in progress. And every war bond you purchase supports the drive to final victory, hastens the day of peace, which alone can answer the fervent prayers of mothers everywhere today. So let's buy every bond we can. Every dollar we can spare may help spare a life. I want to thank my mother and Inez Gorman for being with us this afternoon. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be screen actor and radio personality, composer Hoagy Carmichael. Until next Sunday then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.